The standoff between Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's administration and the Republican National Committee continued Friday. State Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen asked the GOP for more information about how they can safely hold the Republican National Convention in Charlotte this August. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
Cohen says she spoke by phone earlier this week with top Republicans, including Ronna McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee. In that conversation, Cohen says McDaniel told her that President Trump wants the last night of the convention to have, quote, people together in a crowd-like setting and without social distancing or face coverings. In a letter to McDaniel, Cohen asks if that's still the president's intent and whether the GOP wants that environment for all nights of the convention. She also wants to know how many people the GOP plans to have at the Spectrum Center and how they plan to isolate people who may have COVID-19. Cohen's letter to the GOP finishes a week of back and forth between the Cooper administration and Republicans over the fate of the August convention. Rick Gorka is a spokesperson for the Republican National Committee.
I see the governor, can open up public schools starting August 17th, yet for a convention that's supposed to happen just 7 days after that point, he has no idea what he wants to do. It just starts to seem like he's playing politics with this as opposed to acting in good faith.
The committee told Cooper that it needs detailed information about the convention by Wednesday, or it may move it to another city, possibly in Georgia, Texas, or Florida. Earlier this month, McDaniel said the GOP would be okay with delegates wearing masks and people social distancing inside the Spectrum Center. But in a letter to Cohen this week, Republicans didn't mention any of those measures, and instead talked about pre-event health questionnaires and temperature checks. Cohen wrote Friday that North Carolina wants to host the RNC if it can be done safely, but she says the state's COVID-19 hospitalizations are increasing and that the GOP needs several scenarios for the convention. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.
Just a couple months left, we're reaching a point where major decisions have to be made on what we're building out and for how many.